From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Our email address, anything@kera.org. And of course, you can tweet me your questions and answers at Jeff Whittington on Twitter today. It is a special day. If you've been listening to the station, and you have the last couple of days, you know that we are on the third day of our spring 2016 membership campaign. We've heard from many of you with your support of KERA, but this hour, actually this hour and next hour, we're hoping to hear from the Anything You Ever Wanted to Know crew. Those of you who tune in every week to this show, this one-of-a-kind show that you only find on KERA, this is your chance to support it during this drive, your biggest chance to support it during this drive, with a phone call to 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. We have a challenge on the table today. It's a great opportunity for you to support the station, for you to support Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Mary Lou and Will Smith have put a $2,500 challenge on the table to hear from 100 donors during this two-hour show today. So that means we have to hear from 100 of you at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. And if we do, Mary Lou and Will Smith will contribute an additional $2,500 to the station. We can meet this challenge together, but we've got to hear from you by 2 p.m. So please do it right now, 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Of course, we'll take your questions and answers, too. You can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything@kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. A whole bunch of tweets last week, so looking forward to seeing you on the Twitter today. A couple of questions to start off today. Mike asks, does anyone have any recommendations on bathtub reglazing and refinishing? He says, we don't want to use a kit from the hardware store because we want it to look like new. I think there are people who do this professionally, but maybe someone will have a suggestion at 800-933-5372. Or you can email us, anything@kera.org. Dennis says via email, my wife and I have about 200 silver dollars dating from 1890 to 1930. Where can we go to get an honest appraisal? So 200 silver dollars between 1890 and 1930, looking for, he says, an honest appraisal of their value. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And let's see, one more to start off. We got an email from Rick who asks, is it just me or are we witnessing a wasp invasion? He says, what is causing this wasp invasion this year? Was it the mild winter? Was it El Nino? Is it the end times? Does anybody know why there are so many wasps this year? I guess he doesn't say where he's from, but he's here in North Texas, obviously. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Of course, we are in the spring fundraising drive, and our goal between now and 2 o'clock is 100 contributions in any amount. Because we've got this challenge on the table from Mary Lou and Will Smith. It's a $2,500 at-risk challenge. We got to hear from 100 of you at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org for the station to receive this additional $2,500. So make the call, 888-694-6931. Do it online at kera.org. We've heard from one person. One person. We've only been on the air for 11 minutes, so at that rate, we'll get 12 contributions between now and 2 o'clock. But thanks very much to that listener, and I'm hoping I'll get a chance to thank you personally on the air here shortly. That person is entered in this drawing. There's a drawing tonight at 7 o'clock for a brand new 9.7-inch iPad Pro. This is the new iPad that came out this week. And we started this drawing. We started running this opportunity to get in on this drawing a couple of days ago on the first day of the drive. So really, it's just the folks who have contributed or entered the drawing in these first few days of the drive. And why are we doing that? Well, because the earlier you give, the earlier the drive can wrap up successfully. I mean, that's what this is all about, right? There are a few of you, and I've met actually more of you than I thought I would, who love the pledge drive. You love the pledge drive. You love to hear us vamp endlessly, especially on this show, and figure out ways to connect with you individually out there. Because after all, that's what this is about, right? This is about convincing you that this service is worth your support. So if we could do it earlier in the drive, that's better for everybody, right? I mean, the sooner we can successfully wrap up this campaign, the better it is for those of us who work here. We can get back to our regular full-time and in some cases more than full-time jobs without, you know, doing the membership campaigning on the air. We can you get back to a full schedule of news and information. Although I'll tell you, you're not missing the most important stuff, right? We're being very careful to bring you the really important news of the day during this membership campaign. I mean, we are in full tilt presidential campaign season, and that's probably why you're listening more. And you know, that's why you should support KERA. It's very easy for you to do. Call 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org or make your contribution there. And you can read the complete rules for this drawing at kera.org. But remember, you're automatically entered to win the iPad Pro tonight at 7 o'clock when you make your contribution there at kera.org or at 888-694-6931. We have open lines too for your questions and answers. After all, this is anything you ever wanted to know, and we're wide open right now. If you want to call us at 800-933-5372 or email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Hey, I know it's the pledge drive, right? But I'm sure you have questions and we know you're listening. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. This is also a chance for you, and I talked to a listener last night who made a friend's contribution, and she said she was waiting for us to offer an opportunity for her contribution to go further. And we're offering you that opportunity right now, thanks to Mary Lou and Will Smith. They have said KERA will receive an additional $2,500 if and only if we hear from 100 contributors during the two-hour Anything show today. And that is rapidly, surprisingly, we're 15 minutes into our 2 hours, and we've heard from one contributor at 888-694-6931. Or contribute online at kera.org. $2,500 goes a long way here. You know, the equipment has to be maintained. Our reporters have, you know, they have Zoom recorders that they go out and gather sound with. We have computers that, you know, need to be updated and that we need to be able to make sure are working properly so that we can report and bring you the news and information that you count on here on KERA. We have to buy office supplies. We have to pay salaries and provide insurance for our company employees. And there's also this little thing, the electric bill that we have to pay. And if you think about it, we've got a 100,000-watt station, right? So that's kind of like 1,100-watt light bulbs. Kind of. I'm no engineer here, so forgive me. But it's on 24 hours a day. Imagine just what that electric bill is. And then we have a building to maintain and everything so that you can have access to the service that you depend on. That's what we're asking you to support. And we're not asking you to pay that 100,000-watt electric bill. We're not asking you to pay all of our program fees. We're not asking you to help us make the goal with one contribution. We're just asking you to decide that this station, this news and information service, is worth something to you. And we're asking you to make the call to 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org and help us meet this challenge. Thanks to Mary Lou and Will Smith, we got a $2,500 at-risk challenge on the table to hear from 100 contributors during the two-hour show today. We've heard from a couple of you, 98 to go. Call 888-694-6931 or do it online at kera.org. On the show phones, 800-933-5372, we've got a call coming in from Jason in McKinney. Hello, Jason.
Hi there. I had an answer for the gentleman asking about the wasps.
Okay.
All right, so we had an extraordinarily mild winter, as I'm sure everyone has noticed. And with that comes a great increase in spring with invertebrates. Wasps in particular don't really go into any kind of hibernation. Anything that can survive the hard freeze typically, but even then, they had no inclination to die off. There was no reduction in their numbers, and that's going to be true for a lot of the invertebrates you see around Texas.
So is this a good thing? I mean, this is a good thing for the food chain, I guess, maybe, right?
Depends on the situation. This is the sort of thing that can cause locust swarms in other countries, which can be tremendously devastating, though that particular species has been in decline over the past 20 or 30 years. It depends on the area that you're in. If you have too much of a disbalance in terms of crickets, which I'm sure at least a few of the listeners remember, mm-hmm. back in the 90s when the areas of Texas were carpeted in them, you may see things like that cropping up. Just large swaths of
impact. Okay. Well, Jason, thanks so much for calling.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And, of course, you can tweet me on the Twitter, at Jeff Whittington there. And that's where I heard from Dilby, who wants to know, how do I get rid of poison ivy plants organically at home? And obviously safely, right? And also, do people provide this service locally? I'm assuming Dilby is here in North Texas. And I heard something about goats eating poison ivy. I don't know if, you know, I've heard this. Maybe it could be apocryphal. It could be true. Maybe somebody knows. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Very importantly, call us at this other number, 888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org and make a contribution, because we've got 95 contributions to go by 2 o'clock in order to be able to receive an additional $2,500 from Mary Lou and Will Smith. They put up $2,500 to challenge you to raise 100 contributions during the Anything Show today. Thanks to Mary Lou and Will Smith, KERA could receive this extra $2,500, but only if we hear from you right now at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. And since we're doing the Anything Show today, I'd also like to know, anything about why you've decided to support KERA and why you did support KERA, why you think it's important that others should support KERA. So after you make that call to 888-694-6931, after you make your online contribution at kera.org, you can leave a comment there, but give me a call, 800-933-5372. Make your best pitch to the rest of North Texas to support your favorite public radio station, KERA. And stay with us, because we'll be back in about 2 minutes. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA. Sometimes when you're trying to dictate a text and you say, awesome, thanks a bunch, it says, your phone thinks it says, awesome, thank you so much, does a basketball. So just that's why I was laughing. We are in the midst of our membership campaign. It's the third day of the membership campaign. I want to thank everybody who's contributed, everybody who's given so far, I really want to thank you. You know, we do these membership drives, and this is how public radio, this is how public radio has always worked, right? We work hard to bring you the absolute best in journalism, the best in radio journalism, the best in digital journalism. These days, the best in podcasts and the best in online news. And there's some video work that we've produced here at KERA that's won a bunch of awards in the last year and some of our in-depth series. And then we just give it away to you. You don't have to subscribe. You don't have to sit through 17 minutes of commercials or advertising. You don't have to, you don't have to pay for the magazine to be able to see it or to get online and read the content. It's, you know, it's free, essentially, because the people that put the idea of public broadcasting together realized that there are a lot of people in this country that didn't have access to quality children's programming when public television came online, to educational opportunities, because, believe it or not, there's a disparity out there in the world. And a lot of families right here in our North Texas community, a lot of families don't have access to quality early childhood educational opportunities. And so KERA on our television side helps fill the gap. So then when public radio, when National Public Radio got started, it was the same deal. I mean, there were great journalists out there. At the time, there were, three major television networks, talking about the late 60s here. There were some radio networks that went along with them, right? But public radio and KERA and NPR, it's one of the last places that actually tells the whole story. We don't have an owner who, has an opinion about the political race or about the story. Our owner is you. The owner of KERA is the North Texas community. And that's who our journalists are beholden to. And not that there's anything wrong with commercial journalism, and not that there's anything wrong with people, doing that kind of work, because some of the absolute finest journalism, in the last 150 years has been done by people who worked at for-profit journalism organizations, because that's what there was. That's all there was. But public radio and what you get from NPR and what you get from KERA every single day goes out the door to do that for you every single day. And that's what you're paying for when you make a contribution at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. And it's free because, just like that educational opportunity disparity, there's not a whole lot of access to news and information, even with the explosion of the internet. We want to make sure that everybody has access to what's going on right now and what's really happening and what the real story is. And that's why we do this. That's why many people support it, and that's why you listen. Now this show is a little more, it's a little more lighthearted. We're having a little bit more fun here on Fridays during the Anything Show, kind of kicking off the weekend. But we're still here for you every single day, every single Friday. And today we're doing a 2-hour fundraising special to try to meet this challenge. We have an incredibly generous challenge from Mary Lou and Will Smith, and it's a great opportunity for you to support KERA and Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. $2,500 challenge on the table to hear from 100 contributors during the show today. We've heard from about 20 of you. So thanks to the 20 of you who've called in at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. 80 left to go. to make our goal and to achieve the challenge. We've got about an hour and a half to do it. So call 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org and make a contribution. And then give me a call at 800-933-5372 or email us at anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And I'd love to hear why you are supporting KERA today or why you think that your fellow listeners should support KERA. We've got open lines. There's a call coming in right now at 800-933-5372, but we've got some open lines and we can get your question, answer, comment, your best pledge pitch on the show. I want to thank Vija Kalyampura of Allen for making a contribution. Thanks also to Virendra Chirala in Frisco and Martha Blair in Richardson. I want to thank Mary Ann Ingram and Jim Schachterly of Dallas, who say, we love to listen constantly to KERA. And Mary Ann and Jim say, thanks to the Smiths. By the way, those are the folks who are making the challenge today, Mary Lou and Will Smith, a $2,500 challenge. Mary Ann and Jim say, thanks to the Smiths for your special donation and challenge, and thanks to all the folks at KERA who brighten, sadden, or challenge our day. And Mary Ann and Jim say, please give other listeners. And they're talking to you. 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. Of course, the phone number for the show, 800-933-5372. You can email us anything@kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Looks like we got, I think we may have gotten some emails here. This is from MA, who wants to know if there are any organizations in Dallas that help extremely poor folks who are in dire need of dental work. MA says, I'm trying to help a young man with terrible infections and decay in 4 teeth. Does anybody know where to go for dental help for folks who aren't able to pay? Let's see. Jeremiah in Dallas says, I've been interested in building my own Steadicam for some time now, and I realize there are endless tutorials and how-to guides on the internet, but is there also perhaps a good source, whether online or in the area, that sells filming equipment such as Steadicams and the likes? Anybody know where to find Steadicams, film equipment, things like that here in the Dallas area? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Elizabeth wants to know what happened to the Burger Shack restaurant in Southlake. She says, it was good food, great patio overlooking the park, and I was looking forward to summer evenings there. Does anybody know what happened to the Burger Shack restaurant in Southlake? Jana writes to anything@kera.org and says, I love the show. Wanted to know if anyone has a recommendation for a vegetarian-friendly Korean restaurant in the DFW area. Vegetarian-friendly Korean restaurant for Jana. Let's see. We got an email from LaShonda, who wants to know if anyone knows why there are huge bubble bumps at Greenville and Lovers. So when you're driving south on Greenville in the left turning lane, this is in the area where Central Market and Tom Thumb are located. Why, as you make the left turn, are there those huge lane dividers in the left lane? Why are we not allowed to turn directly into that lane? She says, this bothers me every time I turn onto that street. Does anybody know why those are there? 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Judy in Irving. Hello, Judy.
Hi.
Hey there.
My question is, I need to find someone to fix my or replace my diving board on my swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
My pool is old. It was put in the 70s, and it's really deep. It's a deep end, so you really need a diving board. And last summer, it just snapped off. And I've called
Ouch.
A bunch of swimming pool people, but they all say, we don't go to Irving.
Huh.
So I'm looking for someone who will come to Irving and put in a new diving board.
I'm surprised that there's not, you know, a swimming pool company in Irving.
I know, but
yeah.
And there used to be, but I think they left. But
okay.
Everybody that I called just said, oh, yeah, we can do that. And then when I tell them where I live, they say, oh, we don't go to Irving. So I'm just wondering if somebody out there knows of a swimming pool company that will come to Irving, or maybe there's one here that I just don't know about.
Great. Well, Judy, we'll see if we get an answer for you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Stephen tweeted and says, don't ever burn poison ivy. This is an answer to one of our first questions. How does one get rid of poison ivy plants? That was from Dilby, who clarified and said, I'm not necessarily looking for organic solutions, but non-toxic solutions to get rid of poison ivy. If you have a suggestion, call us at 800-933-5372 or email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We got an email from, let's see, a nervous dad who says, recently, my wife and I have discovered that we're going to have triplets. He says, that's right, three babies. We are new parents, which means there's a lot for us to learn. So here are his questions. Does anyone know of a club for parents of multiples? And we can have your own club, basically. There'll be five of you, right? Second, what is the best car to buy for triplets? And he says, let's avoid all minivans if possible. He says, I'm still just too young for that. Anybody have a suggestion for the best car for triplets, new triplets, and a club for parents of multiples? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. The other number to call down the hall, 888-694-6931. Or go online and make a contribution at kera.org. That's because it's really important today. We're doing a two-hour show, and we've got a challenge on the table from Mary Lou and Will Smith. It's $2,500, and we have to hear from 100 contributors. This is a contribution in any amount. If you made a contribution in the last drive and you can make an additional gift, throw an extra 10 or 15 bucks the station's way, that counts as a contribution. If you made a Friends membership last year in the spring and it's time for you to renew your Friends membership, or maybe you've been thinking about increasing your giving to the Friends level, it's $1,500 a year. That works out to $125 a month, which is quite possibly less than your cell phone bill. And if you have cable television, it might be less than your cable television subscription, and you might be listening to KERA more than you watch your television. Just saying, right? If you've been thinking about, increasing your giving to the Friends level or renewing your Friends gift at this time, that counts as a contribution too, and that will go toward our 100 today. As a matter of fact, if it's time for you to renew your membership, if you recently got an email from KERA saying your membership is about to expire or has expired, or we sent you a letter, just do it right now. Call 888-694-6931. Take a minute right now while you're listening, while I'm reminding you, it's time for you to renew or to make your first ever gift or to get on board with KERA, and do it online at kera.org. We don't want to miss this opportunity, this huge challenge from Mary Lou and Will Smith, $2,500 on the table, but we've got to hear from 75 more listeners. That's you. That's you and 74 people. And, you know, there's probably 7,400 of you listening right now. Maybe even, there may be 15,000 of you listening right now. But we just need you to call. It's up to you. Sometimes you just have to say, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Okay, I'll give. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. Just go ahead and take care of it. And you're not going to go away empty-handed. We've got all these really cool new thank you gifts. You know, we launched a new branding campaign back in January, and it's the KERA Go Public campaign. You've probably seen the billboards, which are super cool. And when you see that billboard and you go and you're listening to KERA, you're like, this is the world that I'm in. We're really doing this. And you can show your love for KERA with the new KERA Go Public t-shirt. It's got the new logo locked up with the Texas flag. The red bottom part of the logo is, you know, of the flag is the KERA logo. It's a gray shirt, men's and women's sizes, $7.50 a month. Check it out online at kera.org. Make your contribution while you're there. And you'll also be automatically entered to win this iPad Pro. We're going to give that away tonight at 7 o'clock. And you're in that drawing, and you're in every other drawing we're going to do, the whole drive. And there are going to be some, really, really cool drawings during this drive. I'm contractually obligated to not lie to you. I can't tell you what they are yet. Because there's so little suspense, right? We don't get to do a whole lot of cliffhangers in public radio. So, you just have to trust me, but you can trust me. Trust me. You can trust me. I want to thank Barbara Wood in Arlington, Jonathan Jordan in McKinney, Elizabeth McLean in Dallas, and John McRaney in Wilmer. Also, Carlos Araujo in Garland and Suzanne McElhaney in McKinney. They have made a contribution here in the last few minutes. Thank you so much. They got us down to 67 contributions left to go. We got an hour and 20 minutes to do it. We can make this if you'll call 888-694-6931, or if you'll go online to kera.org. We also have a full board of callers, which is awesome. We're going to have some great questions and answers coming up right after our break. But before we go to that break, pick up the phone and do this. Call 888-694-6931. Do it because Molly Pitcher in Pilot Point says, KERA makes me smarter every day. Do it because Angela Mosera in Dallas says, without KERA and the Anything You Ever Wanted to Know show, I never would have known that diatomaceous earth and beneficial nematodes were the answers to all my problems. Call us, 888-694-6931. Contribute online at kera.org. Of course, you can call us with your questions at 800-933-5372 or answers. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Don't go away, though. We're going to be back in 2 minutes.
An All Things Considered story starts with the news.
Two women set to become the first female Army Rangers ever.
That day, we wanted to follow it with a conversation from a woman who was in the military.
So we just email everybody.
Whittle it down to one. We get her on the phone.
Welcome to the program, Sergeant Marquez.
Thank you very much, Audie.
I want to start just with your reaction.
There's more to every story on All Things Considered every afternoon.
Weekday afternoons from 4 to 6:30 on KERA 90.1.
Financial news changes by the very minute. Domestic and global markets are crazy.
China's not about to move away from buying U.S. treasuries.
The European Central Bank wading into the Spanish and Italian government bond market today.
The whole debt ceiling debate made us look dysfunctional. We all know that.
That's okay, though, because we're here. Marketplace. It's the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
Weeknights at 6:30 on KERA 90.1.
I'm Shelley Kinavy with your Art and Seek calendar highlights for Friday. The exhibition Proxy features the work of 8 local artists whose work explores physical, social, and cultural hostility. A spoken word performance reflects these ideas alongside the artwork at Grackle Art Gallery in Fort Worth. At the Fort Worth Community Arts Center, check out works that highlight the idea of life as disposable in an opening reception for the exhibition Unhuman. In Dallas, the musical End of the Rainbow follows Judy Garland as she performs her 1968 comeback concerts. Uptown Players production plays at the Kalita Humphreys Theater. And at the Dallas Museum of Art, Padma Lakshmi talks about food, family, and her new book as part of the Arts and Letters Live series. For more on these and other events, visit the Art and Seek calendar. It's mobile-friendly, easy to search, and definitely beautiful. Go to artandseek.org/calendar. For Art and Seek, I'm Shelley Kinavy.
It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter as well. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Charles calling from Dallas. Hello, Charles.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
Hey, good. I have a white shirt. I got a coffee stand on, and it seems could not get it out. I was just wondering if anybody knew how to get a coffee stand off a white shirt.
And they've already, it's already gone through the cleaners, and they probably pre-spotted it, and it just didn't work. And so you're wondering if anybody has a suggestion on the next step for you.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, well, we'll see if we get an answer, Charles. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Martha in Dallas. Hello, Martha.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, doing well.
I'd like to, I have written several forms, and I was just wanting to know if someone can give me information on how to get them published and or copyrighted.
Okay, well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Right. Thank you.
Let's see. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And you can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Halls did. And Halls says, regarding that Steadicam, they should try MPS Studios. MPS Studios. M like Mary. Let's see. We got... we also got a tweet from Megan, who says the Stew Pot in Dallas does indigent dental care. So there is a suggestion on getting some dental care per our question. We also got a tweet from, this is from Zale, who says, my mom Zoe called last week about grant writing, and someone replied, but she can't contact him. Does anybody have any recommendations on, or does anybody remember the recommendation on grant writing? And I'm going to retweet this so that if you have suggestions, maybe you can reply to them on Twitter, and that will be one way to connect. Okay? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Of course, it is fundraising day, and I want to stay on track here because we have a big goal between noon and two today of 200. I think that's what I actually originally suggested, 100 contributions. Man, it'd be great if we could get 200. And I won't lie, obviously, in the back of my mind, I was thinking still, we could do 200, you know? Yes. Zach, our pledge producer, knows now that that's what I was secretly hoping to do because it just came out. But we have 57 left to go in our 100, our goal of 100 contributions in any amount by 2 o'clock today. And here's the, here's yet another incentive. Okay, we've got the drawing for the iPad Pro. That's at 7 o'clock tonight. You make your contribution at 888-694-6931. 888-694-6931. Toll free number. Friendly person on the other end of that. Or go online and do it yourself. Fill out the form yourself at kera.org. It's safe and secure. It's very easy to do. It's like making any donation or purchasing anything on the internet. You fill out the form, put in your credit card. You can choose a thank you gift. You're automatically entered to win the iPad Pro. It's 7 o'clock tonight, okay? There's also thank you gifts, by the way. We still have all these really cool things. Really cool things. The new Go Public t-shirt is very popular. The I Love Public Radio mug set is very popular. This has been super popular in the past. You can throw out all your mugs, all your old mugs, because you'll get the Morning Edition mug, the Think mug, the All Things Considered mug, and the BBC mug. When you make a $240 contribution or do a $20 a month sustaining membership, a lot of people are doing this sustaining membership, and $20 is right in the wheelhouse of where people are thinking to go. It's $20 a month out of your credit card or out of your bank account, right to KERA. Your membership stays current. The station can then count on you. And by the way, if you're wondering, hey, I'm a sustaining member, and you know, how do I get in the drawings and stuff? My membership's current. We sent you an email earlier this week from KERA. Check your email folder, and you know, look back and make sure you didn't accidentally delete it. And there's a link you can go to get in the drawing. So we take care of our sustaining members. We make sure that you guys all have a chance because your membership is current, right? Every month. you're making the station work every month. So become a sustaining member, do $20 a month, and you'll get the I Love Public Radio mug set. But do it right now, because this 100 contribution goal, this is the other incentive I was talking about a minute ago. Mary Lou and Will Smith have said, hey, anything listeners, and that's you, by the way, hey, anything listeners, if 100 of you out of your vast multitudes, if just 100 of you will give to the station during the show today, Mary Lou and Will Smith said, well, they didn't actually say this, but I'm sort of, you know, I'm kind of expanding. They've challenged with a $2,500 potential additional contribution. So we hear from 100 people by 2 o'clock. Mary Lou and Will Smith give KERA an extra $2,500, which we will put to very good, frugal, and efficient use. Trust me. And also, you'll be in the drawing. You can get the thank you gift, any of the radio station. It's a win-win-win. It really is. You know who agrees with me? George and Carolyn Dreyer of Dallas, who say, we absolutely love KERA 90.1. We have been members for over 20 years and appreciate the wonderful, informative programs like Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, The Diane Rehm Show, Think, etc. And George and Carolyn Dreyer said thanks. This is the thing. People write these comments and they say thanks. And they just gave money to the station so that you could listen to public radio. And they're saying thanks. KERA members are the greatest people in the world. They are the nicest, most generous people in the world. George Godovan in Fort Worth made a contribution. Thanks, George, in Fort Worth. Thanks, George and Carolyn in Dallas, too. And George says, I was having a fun conversation the other day about whether or not the Anything Show is better than the internet. And he says, I think it's a proof of concept that Google has yet to match the effectiveness of answering hyper-local questions. George, thank you so much. That might go on, that could go on the next pledge item t-shirt for Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. A proof of concept that Google has yet to match the effectiveness of answering hyper-local questions. Thanks, George. I'd like to thank you. Call us, 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org. 57 contributions left to go to make our goal by 2 o'clock. An hour and 10 minutes to do it. Be the next one, 888-694-6931, or do it online at kera.org. Back to the phones at 800-933-5372. We have Woody in Wiley. Hey, Woody.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
So for the multiples, yeah. I've had multiples for a while, and we've tried
multiple kids, right?
Multiple kids.
Yeah, multiple kids. Okay.
I now have four. I had three in car seats. Now I have three in not in car seats and one in a car seat.
Okay.
And the Chevy Suburban and that size vehicle, like the Ford had one. I can't remember the name of it, but
the Expedition, Expedition, I think. Yeah.
Yep. It's a great alternative to a minivan. I think minivans are great too, but those Suburbans and Expeditions are fantastic for the cargo space, and you know, because you might have multiple strollers and all that stuff.
Right, yeah, and you get the third row of seats and all that kind of stuff in those cars too. Optional, I think.
Lots of places. That's exactly right. You can get the two bench seats in a row, so you can really stack them in, and you can put a lot of car seats in there and lots of configurations.
Three car seats at the same time. That really makes running out for a quart of milk, like it's like a 45-minute endeavor, right?
and it also includes a chiropractor visit.
Right. If they start offering that to new parents of triplets at the dealership, I think that might be a selling point.
That's exactly it. Yep.
Thanks, Woody. Thanks for calling.
Yep. My pleasure. Thanks.
800-933-5372 is where we find Paige in Fort Worth. Hey, Paige.
Hi. I had an answer potentially for the man who has a coffee stain in his shirt.
Okay.
So if you mix one part ammonia and one part clear laundry detergent, like all free and clear,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, shake that up and spray it on the stain, that might get it out. That is my mom's secret formula, and it has removed almost every stain that we have ever gotten on anything.
So one part clear detergent and one part ammonia.
Yeah.
In a well-ventilated area, I would recommend, probably.
Yeah.
And, okay. All right, great. Paige, thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It's what Jessica did and wants to know, what's with the rows of hedges at UTD along Campbell Road? Does anyone know what those are for? Hiram has a follow-up question about the Burger Shack question and wants to know if we're talking about the Burger Island. Let's see. JB says, cars for triplets. Check out the Mazda CX-9, the Volvo X90, or the Honda Pilot. All should be able to fit three across seats in the back. So there's a couple of tweets there. We got a bunch of emails have come in the last few minutes or so. This is from, where did this come from? Rollins, who says, there's a very established and reputable company named Porcelain Patch that can redo or repair any glazed sink or tub in the bath or kitchen. So thanks, Rollins, for that. Recommending Porcelain Patch. This was in the answer to getting the tub reglazed. Karen in Hearst says, to kill any woody plants, just keep cutting or mowing them frequently. When the leaves can't feed the roots, the plants will eventually give up. And I think that was an answer to the poison ivy question, although we have had on this very show people talk about killing poison ivy and then removing the dead vines like a year later from the tree and still getting you know, an infection, a reaction to it. So be careful. That's a good time for those, you know, those kind of like painters, you know, cloth or painter's paper kind of jumpsuits that you put on over your clothes so you can get rid of it. Ryan in Burleson is wondering if anyone knows of a mouse-proof attic insulation to replace the typical blown-in fiberglass stuff. In other words, do they make something that will discourage mice from coming into your attic, I guess. And John in Fort Worth writes, I'm no minivan person either, but if I had triplets on the way, like your other listener, I'd likely go with a Honda Odyssey. He says they are awesome as far as minivans go. So he's a minivan vote anyway. Other than that, he says I'd look into a SUV with a third row option. He says even a small SUV, like a Hyundai Santa Fe, which has a third row option. So, John, thanks very much for those suggestions. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We are doing a whole nother hour, so I'm going to try to get to these calls that we have here. But if you're holding right now and listening on hold, please stay with us because we really want to get your questions and answers on in the second hour. And we also want to hear from you down the hall. But first, let's talk at 800-933-5372 to Sean in Dallas. Hey, Sean.
Yeah, hey. Hey, on that bathtub issue, I have tried those store-bought remedies, I guess Home Depot.
Right.
And it flakes off after a while.
Okay.
And then your tub looks absolutely horrible.
Okay.
At that point, it looks worse than what it did before. If you do use it, a lot of times they're just covering the rust on the bottom.
Right.
Yeah, just put it on the bottom if you are going to use it. That's just a suggestion.
Okay.
I was calling about the stew pot in the dental. Right now, I was down there last week, and they don't have a dentist there. That's what they told me.
Okay.
At that point, and they said, well, you know, we're maybe in the future, and then they handed me a list of different options, you know, people that might. And I have a feeling that might be a dead end, but you could try that.
Okay.
And then Baylor Dental School always does $75 extractions. Got to get there really, really early in the morning. And I forgot what day they do them on. Oh, every day.
Great.
But you have to be there at about 5 in the morning. And then they do basically half-price dental services also there. But it's a little bit long and arduous because you
have to line up
going in.
Okay.
Well, getting in isn't so much the problem. It's just, the lineup for the extractions.
Sure.
But and those are $75. But if you're having just for one extraction, I think it's $25 for each tooth after that. So that, you know, that could really work for somebody. The regular services and stuff, they're not too hard to get into. They'll clean your teeth,
okay,
the X-rays and the Genet plan, all that type of stuff.
Hey, Sean, thanks for calling. I gotta go to a break here. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy, with Fiona Norton answering the phones, Christine McConnell producing the podcast. You know where to reach us, of course, anything at KERA.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. But stay with us, because it's pledge extravaganza today, and we have a whole nother hour of your questions and your answers coming up. You can support that at 888-694-6931 or online at KERA.org. We'll be back after the news.